Christian life coaching is more than giving advice, motivating people, or helping someone complete a list of goals. Christian life coaching is a Christ-centered ministry of listening, reflection, prayer, biblical encouragement, accountability, soul growth discernment, and faithful next step support. A Christian coach walks alongside people as they seek growth, clarity, wisdom, healthier relationships, greater maturity, calling, and faithful direction under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The phrase walks alongside is important. A healthy Christian coach does not take control of another person's life. The coach does not claim to have every answer or make every decision for the participant. Instead, the coach creates a thoughtful space in which the person can reflect, accept responsibility, recognize possibilities, and take faithful action. Listening comes before directing. Good Christian coaching often begins with careful questions. What is happening in your life right now? What outcome are you hoping for? What concerns or obstacles are affecting your progress? What might God be inviting you to notice? What faithful action could you take next? The coach may also pray with the participant, share relevant biblical encouragement, or suggest an appropriate Christian growth course. These resources can provide structure for conversations about gratitude, marriage, anger, relationships, confidence, spiritual growth, or other areas of Christian formation. However, the coach should not use scripture to control the participant or force a preferred conclusion. Biblical encouragement should be offered with humility, wisdom, and respect for the participant's responsibility before God. Christian coaches may serve in many settings. Some serve through churches, soul centers, small groups, discipleship relationships, community ministries, or nonprofit organizations. Others offer online coaching, volunteer coaching, part-time coaching, or a developed Christian coaching practice. The setting may change, but the central identity remains the same. The Christian coach is a servant, not a controller. A Christian coach also develops clear expectations. Participants should understand the coach's role, training, credential, approach, and limitations. They should know what coaching can offer and what it cannot provide. Trust grows when coaches communicate honestly. Your role is not to become indispensable. Healthy coaching supports responsibility rather than dependence. The participant should become more capable of making wise decisions, following through on commitments, and seeking appropriate support. Your practical takeaway is this: Christian coaching combines skill with spiritual maturity. Listen carefully, pray humbly, ask thoughtful questions, and help people take faithful next steps without taking ownership of their lives.